This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on Live Bet Sunday, I'm Scott Seidenberg with you on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, as we are moments away from the start of Game 7 of the NBA Finals in Oklahoma City between the Thunder and the Pacers. Wanted to dive right in to the market where we have some late movement and give you the best bets as well. So let's take a look at what we have right now. The latest movement here at Circa, we are at minus 7, but even on the minus 7. There is two books here in town in Vegas that are at minus 6.5. So money coming in on the Indiana Pacers as we get closer to tip-off. Again, a couple of books have minus 6.5. Here at Circa, minus 7 reduced VIG, minus 7 even money. Total, meanwhile, we saw it tick down to 214.5 at one point. It has been bet up now. Across the board, there are 215.5 here at Circa. 215.5 now, as the market seemingly reacting the way that I was reacting. Going down to 214.5, even 215 is too much of an adjustment. It's too low. I understand it's Game 7, and Game 7s go under. Yes, the pace of play slows down, but this is already a fast-paced series. Sure, nerves are going to come into play. But I think it's too much of an adjustment compared to where we have been for the entirety of this series. Going from 229 in game number one, naturally there's going to be an adjustment because we've had more unders in this series than overs. But to go from 222, 221 to now 214.5 to 215, now 215.5, I still think 215.5 to 221 to 215.5 is just way too much of an adjustment. Way too much. Now, I'd be all over this under if you told me 219.5. You know, you want to go a couple of points lower than where we were in game number six? I get it. But I can't get to 215. As we have officially moved to minus 6.5 here at Circa. Late money coming in on the Indiana Pacers. Circa now minus 6.5 for the Oklahoma City Thunder. 6.5 minus 110. And the total 215.5. While I think this can be an over game on that number of 215.5, I think it's going to be a lower scoring first quarter. And that's going to lead me to my best bet for this game. It is going to be on the Pacers team total in the first quarter under 24.5. Now, let's take a look at what we know historically. Game sevens. Away teams in the first quarter of game sevens in the NBA playoffs, going back to 2002, 22.7 points in the first quarter. The Oklahoma City Thunder at home this year have done an incredible job of limiting the opposition in the first quarter. There is a sense of the defensive intensity. There is maybe the whistles going their way. So the Thunder at home getting away with a little more contact, a little more physical play, as opposed to on the road. During these NBA playoffs, the Thunder are dominating the first quarter, holding opponents to 21.4 points in the first quarter. And in this series, the Pacers in games 1-2 and game 5, 20 points in the first quarter, 20 points in the first quarter, 22 points in the first quarter. Now we throw in all of that data that we have, what we expect it to be like to start this game, from the crowd intensity to the defensive intensity to the Thunder maybe getting the benefit of the whistle, or lack thereof. And we combine that with Game 7 NBA Finals, nerves, jitters, if you call it, maybe a little bit of conservative play early, a feeling out process, a slower pace at the beginning. There's a reason why this total was shot down, because Game 7s historically go under. Everyone's betting on the under. So lower scoring early, and the team that I want to fade early to have that lower scoring start specifically is the Indiana Pacers. Again, here in OKC in this series, 20 points, 20 points, and 22 points in the first quarters of these games. Opponents in general in all of the road games in OKC, the road teams in these playoffs, averaging just 21.4 points in the first quarter. The Thunder at home winning the first quarter by 7.4 points. The Thunder after a loss in these playoffs, dominating the first quarter by 6.7 points per game. And just the Pacers on the road in all games in these playoffs, not just OKC, but in all games in these playoffs, averaging about 24.8 points in the first quarter. Throw in all this, all the numbers with the game seven factor, give me Pacers team total under 24.5 points as my best bet here for game seven of this NBA Finals. And the best bets brought to you by the G-Bank Trifecta. It's a $500 trifecta from G-Bank First Bet and Visa. And all you need to do is open up a G-Bank Visa Signature credit card, and in the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll get $200 in cash back on your G-Bank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet will give you a $100 deposit match, and Visa will complete the trifecta with a free Visa Pro subscription through October 31st. That's a $200 value. The $500 trifecta from GBank First Bet and VSIN. Head to VSIN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. This one-time promotion limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply. They are finishing up the player introductions, and we are about to get underway between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. Again, final check-in on the market here at Circa. Thunder are now -6.5, -110, -6.5, though, as money has come in on the Indiana Pacers. The total is at 215.5. My lean is on the over in this game. Again, best bet, Pacers team total in the first quarter under 24.5. I lean the game to go over. That's a nice little anti-correlated parlay, by the way, if you want to put that together on your same game parlays. The negative correlation is going to jack up your payout. So I kind of like that as well. As far as player props are concerned, I'm going to go with rebounding props. I want players to go over their rebounding props. Talked about this with a couple of our guests throughout the week leading up to this game. What makes a lower scoring game in an NBA playoff situation, or just in any situation? Like, if I told you this game is going to be an under, what has to happen? Well, you would think that either the pace slows down and these teams slow down, which I can tell you they're not going to slow down. They might slow down a bit, but even a slowed down Pacers and Thunder pace is still faster than what we've seen in previous NBA Finals. But I think defensive intensity picks up, and I think that the crowd, the atmosphere, the nerves come into play. I think we're going to see a ton of missed shots in this game. And I do believe that if the refs swallow the whistle and let the Pacers and Thunder be aggressive on defense, we're going to see even more missed shots. And if the teams do slow down, let's figure it out. If they do slow down because they want to, you know, milk the clock and figure things out and run an efficient offense, well, then if they wind up shooting shots late in the shot clock, they might be settling for bad shots as opposed to looking for good opportunities early on in the shot clock. So I do think we're going to have more missed shots. And more missed shots is going to lead to more rebounds. So I would go over the rebounding props for most of these players here in this game. Chet's got the biggest number, but I'd go over Jalen Williams. I'd go over Obi Toppin. I'd go over a bunch of these players for their rebounding props here in this game. That's the way I would play it from a props perspective. We are officially underway between the Thunder and the Pacers. We're going to update you throughout the game on the score, the live betting lines, the live totals, and the fluctuation of the MVP market, because that's going to fluctuate here throughout this game. And so there might actually be live betting opportunities in the MVP market as opposed to live betting the game, like the winner or the total. There actually might be a live betting opportunity to grab a nice price on an MVP bet. as we progress throughout this game. So we'll update you on all of that as we move through the evening here on Live Bet Sunday. Plus, coming up a little bit later on, once we get to the half, Josh Eberle for Hoop Mag and NBA Canada will join us on the program. We'll get his thoughts on what we saw in the first half and live bets for the second half. And then we have to talk later on. We'll be joined by Matt Young from the Houston Chronicle as we talk about the other big story in the NBA today, which is Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets. Now, we could talk about the trade package and whether or not the Suns got fleeced, which they probably did, but that's irrelevant. The fact of the matter is, what now is the outlook for both of these teams? The market adjustment certainly on the Houston Rockets. Now getting Kevin Durant, whatever you think he's going to contribute, he's still Kevin Durant, right? So what do we think the Rockets' outlook is now in the Western Conference and in the entire landscape here of the NBA moving forward? Plus an update on Sunday night baseball between the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. As I can tell you right now, June Schwarber continues to be a thing. That's right. June Schwarber continues to be a thing. That can, you know, you guys can kind of assume what I'm talking about here when it comes to when I say the words June Schwarber. The dude just might have to like name a child June or something. It's just the most absurd numbers you're ever going to see. Anyway, I'm Scott Seidenberg. Hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. You can hit us all up on the network at VSIN Live. Speaking of Major League Baseball, our very own Greg Peterson will join us coming up later on this hour as we take a look at tomorrow's NBA slate of games. But an update on Sunday Night Baseball and live lines here in NBA Finals Game 7 coming up next. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on Live Bet Sunday, I'm Scott Seidenberg with you on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir and at VSIN Live as we are underway here in the first quarter of Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Live right now, it is the Indiana Pacers with an 11-9 lead over the Thunder, 7:20 to go here in the first quarter. Now 11-10 as we have SGA at the free throw line. But 11-10 here in the first quarter, your live line is the Thunder -5.5. Your live total is at 216.5, so slightly up from the 215.5 that we closed at here for this game. And I can tell you right now, behind me here in the Circa Sportsbook, it appears to be a very pro Indiana Pacers crowd. And I'm just judging that. I'm not turning around and watching the crowd, but I'm listening. And it sounds like with every shot that the Pacers hit, especially if it's like a three-pointer or something, you get loud cheers here from the sports book behind me. So it seems to be a very pro Pacers crowd here inside the Circa Sportsbook. Once again, I'm Scott Seidenberg. Hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. So we'll update you on where we are here as the first timeout has taken place here. This is the under eight, I guess. So 6:58 to go, 14-10. The Pacers lead the Thunder. Live line is Thunder -4.5. Live total 217.5. And let's take a look inside the box score early on in the first couple of minutes here of this game. Leading the way for the Indiana Pacers, 9 points from Tyrese Halliburton. Hallie, as we talked about it with Brad Botkin, our guest earlier, dude is ready for the moment. And I'm going to actually take a look at the live MVP markets because he is right now stealing the show. Three of four from three-point range for Tyrese Halliburton as he has 9 points right now. And he has shortened up from an 11-1 bet to be the MVP, now +850 to be the MVP. Live MVP odds right now, SGA minus 170, Pascal Siakam plus 240, Tyrese Haliburton now plus 850, as Halley has started this game 3 of 4 from 3-point range. He has 9 points to lead the way. Pascal Siakam has hit his only 3-pointer. He has 3 points. Andrew Nembhard has 2 points and 2 rebounds already for the Indiana Pacers. For the Oklahoma City Thunder, Shea is 2 of 3 from the field, also 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He has 6 points. Chet Holmgren has 2 points and 3 rebounds already. Lou Dort has 2 points. And as far as any assists prop goes, Jalen Williams has 1. Isaiah Hartenstein with 1 here in the starting lineup. And that's it for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Assists for the Pacers, 1 for Pascal Siakam, 2 for Andrew Nembhard. So going to keep an eye on all of the box score stats throughout this game. We're going to take a look, certainly, once we get to the end of the quarters, as far as any live player props come up here. But wanted to keep you updated on where we are in the game and the live market for the MVP, as it now shortens up even more for Tyrese Haliburton, plus 750, now plus 650, as it appears either the market's adjusting or bets are coming in now on Haliburton to be the finals MVP, as he is 3 of 4 from 3-point range to start this game, and now is now a plus 650 as the third favorite to be the MVP live behind SGA and Pascal Siakam. I still maintain that it is SGA if the Thunder win. Obviously, we know that, but it'll still be Pascal Siakam if the Pacers win. Now, our guest earlier last hour, Brad Botkin from CBS Sports, brought up a great point. If Tyrese Haliburton steals the moment and he is the hero of this game, certainly that could sway voters, because the voters might be in a what have you done for me lately mentality and could vote for Tyrese Haliburton if he emerges and dominates this game. Already with 9 points, as he is creeping up towards his point prop here. And I talked about wanting to bet Tyrese Haliburton 3-pointers. I wish I did. This is some betting FOMO here. Could have gotten plus 140 on Tyrese Haliburton to go over 2.5 made threes. He's already made 3 3-pointers. 3 of 4 from 3-point range. Could have gotten the over 2.5 at plus 140 before the game started. And that's a bet we should have made, because he has already clinched that prop. Let's update you on what's going on in Sunday night baseball, as the Philadelphia Phillies have opened things up against the Mets here in the fourth inning. First off, it was Kyle Schwarber with a solo home run in the fourth. I jokingly talked about June Schwarber, because Kyle Schwarber just tears it up in the month of June. If you look at Kyle Schwarber in his career, the month of June is the best month for him, and it might be the best month out of any player that we've seen. Like, June Schwarber is a legit thing. If all we did was just bet Kyle Schwarber props in the month of June, the dude absolutely tears it up. And so he homered to lead off this fourth inning, and then the floodgates kind of opened here for the Philadelphia Phillies. So this is how the bottom of the fourth began. It began with the Kyle Schwarber leadoff home run. Alec Bohm then lined out. Nick Castellanos doubled. JT Realmuto walked. Otto Kemp then singled in a run. And Edmundo Sosa has just hit a 3-run homer, as the Phillies have put up a 5 spot here in the bottom of the fourth inning and now lead the Mets 5-0. By far the worst start for David Peterson of the season, and a great inning here for the Philadelphia Phillies, looking to regain that standing on top of the National League East. So again, a 5 spot for the Phillies here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So you're looking good if you had the Phillies in the first 5 innings. And this total now has been inflated. So if you were on an under like I was earlier, from 8.5, it is now adjusted to 9.5, and the Phillies massive favorites on the money line. I won't even get into that, but 9.5 is now your live total for this game, juiced at minus 123 to the under. But we have seen an uptick certainly in the total for this game, with a 5 spot from the Phillies here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 14-13 now, Pacers over the Thunder. There is a stoppage here. Referees talking amongst each other here with 6 minutes to go in this first quarter. There's going to be a jump ball at midcourt, so not sure what the discussion was there, but the Thunder do gain possession there. So live line is Thunder -5.5 with a total of 216.5. Now they're saying the jump was no good. They're going to re-tip it, but curious to see how this plays out. I don't even know what the situation is. It's just funny watching this, but I'll tell you right now, this is slowing up the pace of this game a little bit. I'm not talking about from like an in-play running up and down the court, but like, you know, the players were, you know, gotten the nerves out and they were running and playing and in the flow of the game, and then constant stoppages for whether it's the TV timeout or the officials trying to figure things out, definitely disrupting the flow of the game as the Thunder have the ball and look to get the lead as Alex Caruso has now connected on a couple of three-pointers here for the Thunder. Caruso, 2 of 2 from three-point range, as he has 6 quick points. So if you were on a Caruso prop over 1.5 threes, you've clinched it. If you were on a Caruso points prop, and it was at 9.5, I believe, prior to the game tipping off, might have been 8.5, significantly juiced to the over, though. I believe it was 9.5, but you're on your way, as he's got 6 points already on 2 made 3-pointers. So Alex Caruso letting his impact be known here early on in the first quarter, coming off the bench, the first player off the bench here for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Haven't seen TJ McConnell enter the game yet, but once he does, we'll expect a little flare here, a little outburst, as we've seen every time he does get in the game for the Indiana Pacers. As we continue to keep an eye on what's going on in this game, your live lines, your live totals. This is playing slightly towards an over pace right now. We're at 217.5 and now 218.5 as we continue to play at an over pace. And I just, again, I just didn't agree with the market adjusting this total going down so much. To me, it made no sense. I shouldn't say made no sense. Like, I get it because of the Game 7 nature. And we always, you know, Game 7s historically go under. But these teams are two teams that don't historic, not this season at least, they're not going to slow it down. These teams are going to continue to pick up the pace. And they're going to continue to run. Meanwhile, we have a situation here as Tyrese Haliburton is down on the ground. And he does not look good. Tyrese Haliburton is in pain on the ground. He is banging the floor with his fist as he appeared to, yep, he went down, no contact. That is definitely the calf injury acting up. And you hope for the Pacers and you hope for Tyrese Haliburton that, oh God, that's the Achilles. Oh God. You never want to see this, guys. You never want to see this. But we just saw the replay, and now ESPN has cut to commercial. But it's the typical replay that you see where you can actually watch the calf, like the pop of the calf. And that's the fear with these calf injuries. And we've seen a lot of Achilles injuries stem from calf injuries. Kevin Durant had the calf injury that led to the Achilles. Not so much with Jason Tatum, but it has happened, you know, Kyrie Irving and other players. That's an Achilles for Tyrese Haliburton and something that you don't want to see here in a Game 7 of the NBA Finals. We'll update you on the line and how the market is going to adjust coming up next. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I don't even know. The emotions right now are just unbelievable. For those who are just joining in or just tuning in, I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And Tyrese Haliburton has exited Game 7 of the NBA Finals with what? I'm not a doctor. I do not claim to be a doctor. But what apparently feels like, seems like, looked like an Achilles injury. We have seen this before. It looked like the exact same replay we saw from Kevin Durant and other players, with Jason Tatum and others. We have seen this story play out before, and I just tweeted out at Scott's on air, unfortunately, when Tyrese Haliburton was dealing with the calf injury, an Achilles injury was on everybody's minds because the Achilles injury always follows the calf. That's what we've seen for all these players that have gotten these Achilles injuries, like Durant, you know, like others. It comes from the calf injury. And so when Haliburton suffered it, the idea was that, you know, hey, maybe he shouldn't play in game number 6 because you run the risk of getting that Achilles. He played in game number 6. He played well in game number 6. Didn't play a full complement of minutes, but he played well. Had a couple of extra days off now. Game number 7, and he goes down non-contact. You saw the pop on the replay. Pretty disgusting replay. I don't want to watch that again. He limping, being helped off the floor, hysterically crying, and you feel for him, and you feel for these Indiana Pacers who now have to deal with this emotional toll and get themselves back in this game and respond and play the rest of this game 7 accordingly. From a betting perspective, let's talk about this, okay? The market immediately adjusted. As soon as Halliburton went down, the Thunder went from 5.5-point favorites to 9.5-point favorites on the live betting line. As a follow-up to that, you gotta look now at TJ McConnell overs. Bet all TJ McConnell overs. He will get the bulk of minutes now at the point guard for the Indiana Pacers. We know he's had a major contribution in these finals already, and we can expect TJ McConnell to have more of an impact here. So I would go over all TJ McConnell numbers here. You know, go over his points, go over his rebounds, go over his assists, as he will have a big impact for the remainder of this game. Right now, we have about a minute left in this first quarter. The Thunder lead 22-20. The total has now shot down to 209.5. Obviously, this slowed down after the injury. We have seen the pace slow down a little bit here, but also without Halliburton on the floor, there is obviously an expectation this will be a lower scoring game. So the total is down now to 209.5, and the Thunder minus 8.5. on the live line, 22-20 with a minute left here in this first quarter. And I hate the fact that this could turn into a what-if scenario, as we talked about it here during the break with the crew. If Halliburton was playing, could the, you know, what happens here? Like, if the Thunder win this game, you know, what happens here? What if Halliburton was healthy? He could have played and he could have had a difference. Well, yeah, of course. But the same thing, you can't say that about this game without saying it about the entirety of these NBA playoffs, okay? This entire NBA playoffs have been shadowed by injuries. The Pacers do not get to the NBA Finals without all of the injuries that occurred here in these NBA playoffs, okay? They played a banged-up Milwaukee Bucks team in the first round. I actually felt the Pacers were better than the Bucks in that series, but that was also, again, a banged up, injured Bucks team. Damian Lillard out. Just a banged up Bucks team. Then they play a Cavs team that has to deal with the Darius Garland injury and Evan Mobley injury. But Garland really was, Garland's the guy that was the most impactful injury, right? So an injured Garland, an injured Cavs team. Then they face the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals, not the Celtics, because Jason Tatum suffered the Achilles injury. And now here in these NBA Finals, dealing, the injury bug, which had benefited them throughout the course of this NBA playoffs, has now come to hurt them. As we are counting down the seconds here at the end of the first quarter, and we have a little bit of a sweat right now, because our best bet was on Pacers team total in the first quarter under 24.5. There's 1.3 seconds left in the first quarter. Thunder lead 24-22. All we need to cash our best bet is for the Pacers to not hit a three-pointer at the buzzer. Again, I'm trying to lighten the mood here, but this is a bad situation. Injuries happen across all of sports. We can't be too upset about it. We still have a game 7 to bet on. We still have lots of things to sweat out here. Tyrese Halliburton finishes the night with 9 points on 3 of 4 from 3-point range. No assists, no rebounds, 1 turnover, no blocks, no steals. And I would imagine that there's going to be a lot of people complaining on Twitter about refunding their same game parlays, but that's besides the point. 25-22, as long as the Pacers inbound the ball, no shot. We don't want any shot here at the end of the quarter. No full court, buzzer beater, chuck. Let's go inbound it. Turn it over, frankly. I don't care. Like, do something. Here we go. Long inbounds. Siakam for the 3. Oh, wow. Went off the rim. Woo! Off the rim. Cash the best bet on the program. Pacers team total under 24.5 in the first quarter comes home as the Thunder lead 25-22 at the end of the first quarter. Your live line right now, Thunder minus 9.5. They're already up 4. Thunder minus 9.5. And again, the injury to Tyrese Halliburton is going to loom large in this game. But how do we now bet accordingly? Thunder minus 9.5 on the live line. Live total is at 207.5. Your live MVP markets now. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander minus 400. Pascal Siakam plus 400 to be your live MVP. TJ McConnell has climbed up there. 40-1 odds. If you think he's got a chance here playing the hero in game number 7. But feel good about our cash on the best bet. Now we look forward here. And let's take a look at what we have for the rest of this game on a live prop perspective, because that's where I want to look at TJ McConnell. So TJ McConnell came into the game after the injury, of course. He's played 5 minutes so far. He is 0-2 from the field. He has 1 assist and 1 rebound already. McConnell's live numbers right now, as we look at his live player points, TJ McConnell is at 10.5. So 11 points, if you bet 11 or more, you get minus 105. Again, so TJ McConnell, live points here, 10.5. 10.5, the over on McConnell is minus 105 on the 10.5. I would go over the 10.5 right now on the minus 105. On the rebounds, TJ McConnell is at, let's see, 4.5 plus 105 to the over. He already has one. I'd still go over TJ McConnell. And on the assists, this is another one I'd go over as well. He's at 5.5 minus 105 to the over. He already has one. We got to go over all the props here for TJ McConnell. If your book allows you to do a live same game parlay, that's something I would strongly consider. Again, the breaking news, if you're just tuning in, and you're not really watching the game or whatever, Tyrese Halliburton is out, likely done for the night. It looked like an Achilles injury, and so the Pacers will be playing the rest of this game 7 without him. Halliburton finished with 9 points on 3 of 4 from 3-point range, and so TJ McConnell now will be the primary point guard. TJ McConnell's played 5 minutes in that first quarter, no points on 0-of-2 shooting, but he does have a rebound and an assist. We are going to go over all of TJ McConnell's stats here. Over points at 10.5, over rebounds, over assists. You can get the 4.5s on those numbers. 25-22, the Thunder lead the Pacers after the first quarter. Live line, Thunder minus 9.5, live total of 207.5. Want to quickly tell you guys about the all-in summer package here at Circa. You can get a 2-night stay here at Circa, a $100 dining credit, a $100 beverage credit, and your very own day bed at Stadium Swim, and it's all for $400 all in. This is incredible. It's the all-in package, limited time offer through September 4th. Don't miss out. Lock in your all-in summer package right now. You got to go to CircaLasVegas.com to book. Again, CircaLasVegas.com. Book your summer all-in package, just $400 resort fees and taxes included. We are underway. Second quarter action here between the Thunder and the Pacers. Sunday night baseball in progress as the Phillies, with that 5 spot in the bottom of the fourth inning, lead the Mets 5-0 in the bottom of the fifth. So cash your Phillies first 5-inning bets. And taking a look at the live total, which was 8.5 before the game, we were on the under. It got boosted up to 9.5 with that 5-run fourth inning, but now it has settled back down. It is at 8.5 minus 134 to the under. Speaking of Major League Baseball, coming up next, we'll be joined by our very own Greg Peterson as we take a look at tomorrow's slate of games across Major League Baseball. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Sandberg back here with you live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network. As the Indiana Pacers hanging around here with the Oklahoma City Thunder and without Tyrese Haliburton, maybe an inspired effort here by Indiana. Thunder lead 29-28 with 9 minutes to go here in the first half. And your live line, Thunder -7.5, live total down to 207.5. So, you know, I thought it was an overreaction on this total getting so low. Well, here's an opportunity now to buy in on an incredibly low total if we think the scoring is going to pick up here throughout the course of this game number 7. Meanwhile, Sunday Night Baseball, the Phillies holding on to that 5-0 lead over the Mets as we head to the top of the 6th inning. Jesus Luzardo has only allowed 2 hits in this game to the New York Mets. Joining us right now on the Progressive Guest Line, you'll hear him on Cashing Out and a variety of shows here on VSiN, as well as listen to the Baseball Betting Show wherever you get your podcasts from. He's Greg Peterson. Greg, thanks so much for joining us here, and your thoughts on this Sunday night baseball game. I was on the under prior to this game beginning at 8.5. I didn't like the 5-run outburst from the Phillies in the 5th inning or 4th inning, but to see that we're now at a live total around where it was to start, 8.5, I'm feeling pretty confident. Actually, it has dipped down now to 7.5, so I'm feeling pretty confident on the under tonight.
I'm right there with you. I wrote up the under, and I was on the Phillies as well. I just thought that there was going to be positivity for Jesus Luzardo. First 11 starts of the season, 3 earned runs or fewer allowed in every one of them. Last 4 starts, he had given up 4-plus runs in 3 of them. I think that there might have been some tipping of pitches, what have you, because his velocity really didn't dip in that time span. So I like what I'm seeing here. He's been able to go deep into this game, and with everything that happened yesterday, you're going to have your top bullpen pieces available on both sides. Now, Mets might not be utilizing all their top bullpen guys because currently they're down 5 runs. So if they can't mount a comeback, you might not be able to get them. But I'm right there with you on that under for the Phillies. Other than Kyle Schwarber, you haven't been able to get a lot of power out of this team. The Mets have been neutralized tonight, and feel good about my Phillies side as well.
You know, we talk about all the time, Greg, the Sunday night fade. And for those who are just tuning in or maybe not aware, Greg and I love the Sunday night baseball fade. We are fading the teams that play on Sunday night baseball and then have to travel for a game on Monday. So if the team stays home on Monday, that's not, to me, like if the Phillies were playing tomorrow, it wouldn't be a fade situation. The Mets do play tomorrow and they play at home. Now, it's not a big travel spot, Greg, because going from Philly back to Queens, it's not a big travel spot. But would we still consider the Sunday night fade as the Mets host the Braves tomorrow?
Well, I like the Braves regardless of the Sunday night fade or not, because I just don't like Paul Blackburn. A 6.92 ERA, and it's not like this guy throughout his career has been some sort of a Cy Young Award candidate. Like throughout his career, he's got a 4.91 ERA, fewer than 7 strikeouts per 9 innings. He's made 2 long relief appearances, 2 starts. Spencer Schwellenbach, meanwhile, he's got a sub-3.35 ERA. He's given up less than 1.2 home runs per 9 innings. Fear the 2 walks per 9. I recognize that the Braves have been brutal on the road this far this season, but I think that this is an absolutely tremendous spot to be able to fade the New York Mets. I liked it regardless of the Sunday night fade spot or not. The fact that it's a Sunday night fade spot makes it all the better for me. And also, Ronald Acuña Jr. has really been able to elevate this Atlanta Braves lineup. North of 450 on base, 8 home runs in his short time already back. So I like the Atlanta Braves here on the money line. And seeing that total of 8.5, that one is a little bit tougher because, again, I just think that Paul Blackburn gives up runs here. So I'm going to be in on that over.
Yeah, I do. I don't necessarily trust Paul Blackburn right now. So to me, the Mets, I know they snapped their losing streak with the win yesterday, but it looks like tonight could be headed towards an L and maybe another one here with Blackburn on the mound against Schwellenbach. We also have a couple of interesting games going on the schedule here on Monday for the Yankees, who will take on the Reds. The Yankees, after they snapped out of their funk, they've now won 2 straight, 9 runs on Saturday, a 4-2 win in the early game here on Sunday, and they will send Allen Winans to the mound here to make his debut against the Cincinnati Reds. What is your handicap on Winans, who the last time we saw him was pitch a couple of games for the Braves last season?
Yeah, and 8 career appearances for the Braves. He did not find his footing. Between 2023 and 2024, 7.20 ERA. But look at what he's done at the AAA level. 1 home run allowed in 50 innings, 0.90 ERA, 10.5 strikeouts, and 2.3 walks per 9 innings. He's just mowing people down. Like, he has been tremendous for the Yankees at the minor league level. I don't know why Will Warren is getting starts when you got Winans down at the minor league level. So I am all aboard the New York Yankees here. And for Nick Lodolo, he's been able to reduce on the walks himself. Got about 371 ERA. He's giving up fewer than two walks per nine innings. The swing and miss stuff has gone down, but even though the Reds have been right around 10th of the league in terms of runs per game, they're actually averaging fewer runs per game at home rather than on the road. And aside from Ellie De La Cruz, there's just not a lot of guys that I have a lot of confidence in to be able to really hit the ball for the Reds. Additionally, Luke Weaver is now off the injured list. That helps out this Yankees bullpen as well. Right now, I'm seeing that total at 9.5. I like the under, and I do like the Yankees here on the money line.
All right, nice. Would you take a look at maybe Yankees on the run line because they are on the road team here? So we usually only do run lines with the road teams.
I would if it was a little bit more of a juicier number. Like right now, you're able to find it at a minus 117, and you're only getting about a plus 125. I would need to get a little bit more of a plus number to be able to take a shot on the run line. I'd rather play it safe with the money line, especially with the fact that Luke Weaver, in his first appearance back off of the IL, it looked like he needed a little bit of, shall we say, rust to be sorted out, things like that. So I would rather take the money line.
Our very own Greg Peterson joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line. I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN as we take a look at tomorrow's slate of Major League Baseball games. Got a couple of other interesting angles I want to take a look at, Greg. The Mariners are at the Twins. Bailey Ober on the mound for the Twins. Brian Wu going for the Mariners. The Twins are a team that I've talked about this ad nauseum now. After they had that long winning streak, they have completely tanked. They've lost three straight now, but even going back further, we're talking 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, losing 9 of their last 10 games, 11 of their last 12 games. I think Rocco Baldelli is a little bit in over his head right now with Minnesota. Would you continue to fade the Twins?
Yeah, in a relative pick-up game, I'd be willing to take a look at the Seattle Mariners. I made them a very slight favorite, and I was seeing this when you saw more of your minus 110 on both sides books right around about a pick'em. So I will be looking at the Seattle Mariners here. Brian Wu has been able to do a rock solid job here for Seattle. Sub 350 ERA, really doesn't give up a lot of walks. And Bailey Ober, every single time I want to buy in on him, man, it just feels like he gets shelled. Like, I don't know what it is about Bailey Ober, but his swing and miss stuff is way down. 7 strikeouts per 9 innings. And I can tell you exactly why the Minnesota Twins are going down the toilet bowl. If you look at their bullpen ERA over the last 30 days, bottom 5 team in the big leagues. They were a very reliable bullpen in the first 2 or so months of the season. That has really gone downward. They do get Tanny Kaluma off the injured list to help them out, but they had to utilize a lot of guys in that game against the Milwaukee Brewers. For Seattle, they are coming off of just an incredible series against the Chicago Cubs, where hopefully you took the over, because those were some very, very easy overs to take. Going to be a little bit of a rude awakening going on over to Minnesota, where the ball might not be flying quite as much. So I do look at that 8.5 under, but I think the Wu gets the job done. I like Seattle on the money line.
Any other games on the schedule here for Monday that you're looking to target?
Oh, we are going to be taking a look at the Arizona Diamondbacks with Eduardo Rodriguez looking a little bit better. He has given up 1 or 2 runs in each out of his 3 starts since coming off the injury list. He is rocking a 5.96 ERA, but he has been better of late going against a White Sox team that is in the bottom 5 of the big leagues in terms of runs per game. But Shane Smith has been solid for this team. He's given you a sub-3 ERA. Recognize that his last time out, it wasn't necessarily the most savory, but I do think that for this game, you're going to be seeing a little bit of a lower scoring one. I think that Smith holds down the fort against the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think that Rodriguez gives you a good start. So I do think that for the Arizona Diamondbacks, they've got some value here on the money line. And then I like my guy, Matthew Liberatore. Right now, we're seeing the Cardinals right around minus 108 to a minus 110. That total is a 9. Liberatore, he's got a 4.06 ERA. Fielding dependence a point lower. He's giving up fewer than 1.5 walks per 9 innings, less than a home run per 9. And for the Cubs, they once again are going out there from a place where it was humid, ball was flying out. Now you go to St. Louis, where it's a little bit more pitcher friendly, not overly much, but I mean, you're going from essentially a bandbox to an actual MLB ballpark. I think that that's going to be a rude awakening for them. So like the under and the Cardinals on the money line.
The one hesitation I have with the Diamondbacks and going with a lower scoring game, I hate their bullpen, Greg. Like, I with a capital H, I hate their bullpen. So hopefully E-Rod gives them distance in that game coming up. Greg, appreciate the time as always. We'll catch you later tonight on Cashing Out. Good stuff.
All right, I'll see you in a few hours. Scott, thank you.
There he is, our very own Greg Peterson. Catch him across the network here on VSiN. Also, the Baseball Betting Show, wherever you get your podcast from, and read his write-ups up on VSiN.com, breaking down every single game on the Major League Baseball board. Hey, if you want to bet smarter this football season, it starts with a VSiN Pro subscription. For a limited time, you can grab our football special at the early bird rate of just $175, giving you full access to everything we do here from now through the Super Bowl. That includes our NFL betting guide, the ultimate playbook with the breakdowns, power ratings, season-long best bets. You'll also get the daily email with the best bets from hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, live and on-demand shows on the VSiN Watch app, and all the analytics and betting tools on VSiN.com. So don't miss out on this early bird deal. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Lock in your early bird football special right now. VSIN.com/subscribe. We'll update you on what's going on in Game 7 coming up next. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN.